know, it's certainly going to cause some people who are unemployed to return to the labor force and look for work. And there are over 450,000 online job postings statewide, according to Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity. And although Florida has gained 800,000 private sector jobs since the start of the pandemic, Nicole, we're still down 600,000 at this point. And most of those losses are in the leisure and hospitality sector. You know, but simply canceling the $300 per week in federal pandemic unemployment benefits, it's not some kind of magic bullet that all of a sudden is going to trigger, you know, some huge surge in job applicants and fill all the needs of all the restaurants, retailers, and hoteliers who are having difficulties filling their positions.
I've read and heard reports about that, that a lack of child care and low wage offerings and concerns over safety are inhibiting some people from returning to the workforce. But it seems like they're maybe some more factors involved in workers' reluctance to rejoin the workforce. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure. There really are many factors, Nicole. But first, it's important to note that restarting the economy, you know, it's not without disruptions. You don't just flip a switch. And second, labor market conditions were already beginning to improve before the governors in 22 states announced that they would cancel those $300 per week in additional federal benefits.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, Nicole, the number of people unemployed for fewer than 5 weeks fell 400,000 last week. And more encouraging was that many people who have been unemployed for long periods of time are finding work, suggesting that those that were hit the hardest are finally beginning to find some work. But there are still significant impediments to regaining full employment in the U.S. And in Florida, you know, terminating $300 a week benefits isn't going to solve these structural problems.
Yeah, I've read there's this big mismatch between the job openings and the jobs that workers want. I think that's pretty important. Did you see that too?
Yeah, I did. You know, a survey by ZipRecruiter found that 44% of the respondents want to work remotely, but only about 10% of the job offerings were from remote or hybrid staffing. And there are other issues impacting the labor market as well.
Are you referring to the demographic shifts?
Yeah, I am. We're all getting a little older each day, Nicole. During the pandemic, the pace of early retirements accelerated. And there's more.
Keep it coming.
Well, consider that although we have a record high of 8 million job openings in the U.S., we also have a near record high of workers quitting their jobs, which means that workers are confident of finding a new job with better pay and benefits. And many of the open jobs are in leisure and hospitality sectors, which typically offer lower wages and limited benefits. So it's becoming increasingly clear that these employers are going to have to make their openings more attractive to fill their needs even after the expiration of that $300 per week federal unemployment benefit program. Now, that said, there is much that can be done on the policy side to improve our labor market situation in the U.S. and here in Florida.
I've heard about the president's proposed infrastructure program that would provide support for pre-K and community college programs. Is that part of what you're referring to?
Yes, in part it is, Nicole. And the state of Florida could do the same thing. You know, the state's going to have a huge inflow of new revenues, and it could and should earmark these, at least some of it for pre-K, community colleges, and child care. And in that way, the state could not only increase the supply of labor, but it could improve the human capital and thereby the wages and earnings for all Floridians, Nicole.